Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this Good Friday morning is A Cry of Anguish, based on a single verse from Scripture, Matthew 27, verse 46. And Jesus cried out, "My God! My God, why have you forsaken me?" What do you get when you combine perfect holiness and boundless love? What do you get when you combine perfect holiness and boundless love? Since we were all young, we've known that 1 + 1 = 2. No surprise. But what do you get when you combine perfect holiness with boundless love? You may be surprised that perfect holiness plus boundless love equals a cry of anguish. My God! My God! Why have you forsaken me? We approach the cross and we hear this cry of Jesus. Almighty God's perfect holiness demanded payment for sin. And Almighty God's boundless love for sinners provided that payment for sin. His holiness and His love collided at the cross. And Jesus, meeting the demand and making the payment, cries out in anguish. All the forces of the universe converge at the cross. Man did his work by nailing the Son of God to the cross. Satan did his work by fulfilling the prophecy of Genesis chapter 3 by bruising the seed of the woman. Jesus did his work, for he died according to the scripture, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. The Father in heaven did his work by exhibiting his holiness and his love when his wrath was poured out upon his Son. The scripture tells us that at high noon on that crucifixion day, there was darkness for 3 hours. Why night at noon? All throughout Scripture, darkness is associated with the judgment and wrath of God against sin. And in those 3 hours of darkness, Jesus became legally guilty for your sin, for mine, for the sins of the entire world. And for that, he was judged. Think of it. Jesus, legally guilty of child abuse, murder, adultery, wicked gossip, world terrorism. As St. Paul puts it, he, Jesus, who knew no sin, was made sin for us. No wonder a holy God turned away. No wonder in anguish Jesus cries out, "My God, My God, why have you forsaken me? All through the gospel accounts, Jesus refers to Almighty God as his Father. I must be about my Father's business. He who does the will of my Father enters the kingdom of heaven. All things have been delivered to me by my Father. Whoever does the will of my Father is my brother and my sister. But only here in the gospel record does Jesus address his Father simply as God. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why could it be that this change of address could signify the break in fellowship between the Father and the Son? At this moment for Jesus, the Father did not seem to be acting like a father. He turned away from the sin his Son was bearing. He turned away from the sin his Son had become. He turned away from his Son. Forsaken. It's a powerful word. A man forsaken by his friends. A wife forsaken by her husband. A son forsaken by his father. The hiding of the father's face was the most bitter cup that Jesus had to drink. And when we say that Jesus suffered hell for us, this is what hell is: being cut off from the presence of the Father. This is the hell the Father desires for no person. This is the why of, my God, why have you forsaken me? Almighty God turned his back on Jesus so that he might never turn his back on you. Jesus suffered the hell of forsakenness by God so that you will never experience it. But the withdrawal of the Father's presence did not actually also mean the withdrawal of the Father's love. Because in a few hours, Jesus would again call God his Father when he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Yet Jesus' forsaken cry of anguish can never be fully comprehended by us. God the Father forsaking God the Son. That's why Martin Luther, when contemplating this text, agonized over the mystery and exclaimed, God forsaking God, who can understand that? St. Paul tries to help us understand when he says in Galatians 3, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Visualize Jesus hanging on the tree of the cross, covered with what is evil, covered with sin, covered with your sin, with the sin of the world, suffering the absolute hell which is being forsaken by God. Now imagine that one time in your life. Imagine that one time in your life when you felt utter despair, when you felt utter helplessness, when you felt utter aloneness. Now multiply that by a millionfold, and you're beginning to look into the hell that Jesus endured, the hell that he saved you from. Thanks be to God. In one of my favorite hymns, which is not included in our present hymnal, Charles Wesley wrote the words that cannot be beat for the understanding of the cross and Jesus' cry of anguish. Listen to this one verse of the hymn. And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me? Who caused his pain? For me, who him to death pursued? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? My God, why have you forsaken me? Why? For you. And thank God for me. In the name of Jesus. Amen.